Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Your boy. My fault.
Nah, you good, cuz. You good. My boy J Bobby in the building.
Yes, yes. We are here live and direct. That nigga going to jail.
Let's not waste no time, bro. Y'all know what this is. Episode 1. We still don't have a title, but fuck it. We ride.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Niggas over 30. We'll figure out the name.
Yeah, exactly. One day. But yo, good thing we waited to record this, because we got a fucking nuke dropped on us this afternoon. Brother Love is going under, bro. Brother Love is going to the VIP section of hell. Sparkle is next to all these terrible people. It's over for him, man.
Yeah, Brother Prison. That's his new name.
Brother Jail, nigga. Like, yo, this nigga didn't wildin'. Wilding,
bro. It's so funny because I always said, like, I heard so many stories about Diddy growing up, like, you feel me, and like everybody knew the stories about Diddy and everybody kind of believed it, especially as like time went on. But it's just like finally it's coming out, and like, it don't matter what happens in the situation, it's gonna be bad regardless.
Either way,
because everybody's gonna believe Cassie no matter what. I think there's too much evidence and too many stories from like rappers and other people like that can back that he's a fucking weirdo. And like, I just feel like that nigga, like the story with you saw the Young Jock shit?
Yeah, that was crazy. I didn't even know about that.
So for people that don't know, Young Jock said, and this is before the allegation, that he was in a club with Cassie and Diddy, and Diddy saw some white woman with her head half shaved and thought that was fly. So then he ran down and told Cassie, yo, tomorrow you gotta shave half your head. So Young Jock was like, what type of crazy shit this nigga on? And then he realized that the white woman had a half-shaved head and it looked fly. So he asked, so Young Jock was like, oh, I can kind of see it, but like, I didn't think she was really gonna do it. So Young Jock asked her, like, yo, you're not gonna do that shit, right? And then Cassie was like, you know, whatever Sean wants. That is manipulation, nigga.
One on one. That's the play. That's the first hand play in the playbook, nigga. Like, I don't know what's going on, man. This shit is just wild,
bro. Why, Vio Van? Why you never party with me, Playboy?
Why no? But like, why we ain't never party? That nigga Fab was like, what?
Nigga Fab was like, yo, I'll party with you in Vegas. What you mean? He was like, nah. Why you never party with me?
Hey,
you
know, but peep game though. Years later, this nigga wearing glow in the dark eye contacts in the video with the nigga. He went to the party, but niggas on Twitter say hashtag them rooms.
You know what I think? Like, I think he be, yo, this gonna sound crazy. I think he be getting niggas, and then they just kind of be in that situation. Like, damn, I don't know why you know.
Exactly. You know, for me, I'm a big like music historian, so I watch a lot of interviews and read a lot of shit on like things in the past in the music industry. And I happened to stumble upon the Superhead Wendy Williams interview, right? She was asking Superhead. Superhead basically described like it was a situation where her, Fonsworth, and Diddy, and niggas was, you know what I mean?
Yeah, nah, because she was like how she blazed Farnsworth and then like Diddy was just watching or some shit like that, right?
Yeah, and I'm just
so like yeah, that checks out. Cause like I don't like a lot of her stories, like I don't really know. Like Superhead is not like, I guess, a trustworthy person.
He's not the reliable narrator at all.
I don't think she would, because like that matches up what Cassie was saying. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And like I say this before, like the Mace shit. When Cam was talking about Mace, he said he went to Cam's a foul nigga anyway. Cam was talking about Mace, and he was saying that he went to Mace's apartment
in
the
bathroom.
He said he seen dildos on the bathroom sink, and then Cameron was like, "What the fuck is going on?" And then Mace said, "Yo, that's Playboys," and he was talking about Diddy, and that shit always like was like funny to me because I was like that, and then the why you never party with me shit, and then the allegations of Diddy just being weird, like I don't know, you just see the way Diddy talked to niggas and how he be trying to caress
it's
niggas.
It's always been sus, but you know niggas never had no evidence of like him being criminal with it. You know what I'm saying? Niggas just thought he was a freak bull, you know. My son Jay Maine said, "Do your homework on." I was watching Usher, Howard Stern interview, and like he was talking about how he was 14 living with Diddy and the shit that he was seeing going on. I'm just like, bro,
Usher caught a straight, but we gonna
get
to that later.
It's been a rough week for Usher. We gonna talk about that too. We gonna talk about that too.
But nah, the nigga brother Love, like even when he tried to take 50 shopping, and 50's always been like outwardly hating Diddy, like rightfully so. And I always looked at Diddy like he's just a weird nigga. Like I feel like, and this is my theory, like I feel like if you live in LA for a long period of time and what I know about LA, I just feel like there's some weird Hollywood shit going on, and I feel like Diddy's always been involved in that. And I just feel like even when Meek was out there, like Meek was wilding when he was in LA, you know what I'm saying? And he said, "Yo, I'm leaving Hollywood," because everybody that goes to Hollywood is always some weird, funny shit that goes on. So Diddy's just been a monster out there, just doing God knows what, like, you know what I mean? So it's just like
he's like the ringmaster. Like I always feel like niggas who throw them great Gatsby ass parties, there's always something wrong with them niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like it all comes out to niggas being on some weird shit.
I mean, Carisha is held hostage right now.
She might be a co-conspirator, nigga. Like, you know what I mean?
I think she with the shit, because I remember she was like, she like being peed on and shit.
Yeah.
And like,
you hear the show, you see the shit she with.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, bro. I think she with it. Like, I'm not saying she's with, you know, the allegation shit, but like, they definitely having a freak off. He's definitely involved in that.
Right. And then, like, one of the most random allegations in this? This nigga blew up Kid Cudi's car, man, on some GT. He took that shit to pain spray. He had the bomb attached to it and had it blown up, bro.
Damn. That's
bruh, crazy. Ain't no way around that. You blown up Cudi's car?
It's the day and night.
No wonder the nigga was depressed.
Yeah, man.
Trying to assassinate me,
bro. He had a conversation with Dre. He has conversation with J. Cole. Like, he had conversation with everybody. Kendrick. Like, honestly, I think like him and like. And remember when Kanye was like, "Yo," then he was telling Kanye to chill out, and then Kanye was like, "You can't control me." Kanye probably knew this nigga's on some fuck shit too.
He was him. He probably knew that, bro. And then also. And also with us, remember when the nigga beat up the UCLA coach with the kettlebell and shit?
Well, that was fair, but that shows he's a lunatic at that.
Yeah, even him hitting Steve Stout with the champagne bottle.
Hey, I forgot about that one.
It's a pattern of this nigga wilding out, bro. Mm-hmm. Put Drake in the hospital, broke the nigga's shoulder, whatever. This is weird, bro. Then he sees them now looking back. It's all kind of making sense, this nigga being the center of all this shit going on, man.
And you always heard stories about bad deals and shit like that.
Uh-huh.
But like, even like the band shit, like that was some like manipulation.
We
should have
known.
Like,
we should have known.
Bro, walk to Brooklyn to get the cheesecake. Bro, they was in Manhattan, bro.
Midtown.
Like, I'm thinking about that shit now. Midtown, walk all the way across downtown Brooklyn. That's insane, my nigga. Because even like, shit, to get to Midtown, by the time you get to like maybe 23rd Street, you're like, all right, cool. Because I used to walk from like Penn Station, which isn't Midtown, to like 23rd Street. You feel me?
Right.
So like that was a little bit of a troop, but like from Midtown to the fucking Brooklyn, nigga, that's a whole nother borough, bro.
Nigga, even like Midtown to like Lower East Side where these niggas got on the bridge and shit, it's like, nigga, you got that wind hit you when you crossing the bridge to Brooklyn? Nah. I would have quit right there. It would have been on my die line shit right there, nigga.
I was like, yeah, I don't want it that bad, bro.
Yeah. Some cheesecake. And then you bring the cheesecake, nigga ain't even there no more. Nigga's a psychopath, bro. We should have known, bro. We had evidence, bro. We ain't do our homework as a people, man.
Nah, we did our homework, bro. We knew. Nobody wanted to take the test.
Yeah, that's true.
We knew the answers.
You think more niggas is gonna come out with like,
bro? I think this is just the tip of the iceberg, brother.
Plus, I feel like he's done so many niggas wrong. Like, I just feel like this is a chance,
bro. And like, yeah, because like once one person comes out there, it's like the Bill Cosby shit, right?
Yeah.
One person say something, everybody say something. Like even like R. Kelly, like. Mm-hmm. We knew that nigga was a weirdo and pedophile, but like then it took one person and then everybody started coming up. Like R. Kelly, it took years of allegations, like you feel me? But like with Diddy, he just didn't like that nigga's weird, bro.
And I think it's only gonna get worse for him. I seen Cassie has the same lawyer as person that like got the Harvey Weinstein shit going, so it's gonna be bad for him. He might have to move to Bali like Russell Simmons or some shit, you know.
Yeah, because I feel like that shit is weird because like the allegations of him doing whatever to her and then forcibly making her do that with other people.
Yeah.
And then like drugs and shit like that. I think that's just kind of crazy. You feel me?
Like, yeah, he being on there and stuff, like it's just insane. It's like, then, isn't it, like you said, there's no good outcome for him in this. Like,
somebody, I don't know, like, allegedly he had problems with Kim Porter, like, physically. I don't know if that's true or not. Somebody was telling me that, but that's alleged, but I don't know about that.
I mean, even her death was kind of mysterious, you know what I mean? Like, what happened to, like...
Yeah, I can't. Yeah,
just don't know. The thing is, we just really don't know, man, but... Nah, brother love, man. You're done, brother. You're done.
Jail.
So now I want to talk about something a little crazier than that. And not crazier than that, but like also wow. This whole Joe Smith situation with his wife, man. Yo, man. This is an important lesson. It's like you gotta know what kind if you meet shorty on a certain kind of timing, you gotta respect that timing. The timing ain't gonna change, not for you.
I don't feel bad for the nigga. I don't feel anything because like I still don't know if this is real or not. But if it is, like,
it feels like a work. Like it feels like a like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because like she's getting all this like publicity and shit, and like that nigga, like basically what she was saying that he already had like a different joint on the side. Like you feel me? So like that's why she was kind of tight. But like I kind of feel like, bro, like. If this is true and this is real, you're mad because she made an OnlyFans. I'm like, bro, she used to be a whole porn star, bro.
Yeah, like,
and then like saying, oh, I thought you never had to go back to that. I'm like, yo, bro, it was only a matter of a time. Like, she is who she is. Like, you can't change her. And like, he an old nigga, so like, maybe back in them days, like they thought it was a little bit different. But we already seen, you know what I'm saying?
It's a new game, it's a whole new world.
Yeah, we already seen that old dog do that same trick. So
yeah.
I think like that nigga is just like old and stuck in his ways. If you think that woman, because even like the massage shit on Cam's like podcast, like even if like she's just goofy for that, you know what I mean? Like saying, oh, we need to make money. He ain't got no bread. I'm broke. Like, all right, then as soon as he got and like you have and, like to be honest, right? If that was the possibility that you are broke, she's gonna go back to her old ways to get money.
Right.
Like, cause why else would you do that, brother?
Yeah, like come on, bro. Like, what other skills she got. She going to the skills she got, you know. You gotta go with what you know, bro. So if that's how she got on, that's how she going, you know, when shit get rough, man. But for me, the more egregious act was the fan shit, like with the baby alien nigga. I'm like, alright, man.
Alright, I don't think she let him clip though.
But even just going on that platform is just crazy to me. Like,
yeah, but that's what I'm saying. She's cloud chasing now.
Yeah, like she's doing a lot for attention. But hey, once again, if she need that bread, this is gonna help her on the OnlyFans front, you know.
Yo, can I tell you that your tweet had me fucking crying though?
Which one?
Because it was the baby alien shit, and then you was like, "Yo, where are we as a people?" Like for real. Yeah, I was like, "Yo, this nigga's really upset."
I was just like, "Fam, it gotta be a limit." Like, the thing is, that upset me with that is just like, "Yo, bro, like, we just letting anybody get on." Like at this point, like it no talent, niggas ain't got no jump shot, niggas ain't everybody just on now. Like it don't matter what you do, you on.
Bro, that's the thing. Like when we don't have gatekeeping anymore, it's just bad. Like, you know, because everybody
got too accepting, bro.
Yeah, bro, because even like the golden age of the P stars, like that shit is over, bro. Like you feel me? Like even like from the women, like I'm no offense, but like there's some bad work doing, you know, porn. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not good work. And, like, they're not as attractive. People look crazy. Like, and I'm not talking about the OnlyFans joints because whatever. Like, whatever you like is whatever you like. But, like, that's the mainstream shit. Like, them bitches is weak.
Yeah. Like, in music, it's like the bar for entryway is so low now. It's no vetting. You know, it's no put-ons. It's just like, if you want to do it, you just do it.
I think they're struggling in terms of like what I mean by that. It's like, think about all the real stars or all the ones that have real potentials. Like they got OnlyFans now. Yeah. Like if somebody is fucked up or they want to make money or they think about, they can just really do it on their own, bro. Because like, why would you go to a company, sign a contract, be in a 360 deal, work with niggas you don't even want to work with, do scenes you don't want to do? You can do shit on your own time, make your own money. Like, you're not going to get taxed. So, like for instance, that Dab Akaya girl, right? Dab Akaya like, shit, Miss B Nasty, even though she's about to do a professional scene or wants to do one or whatever, like, those would have been the women in the game that are, like, top-tier legends, like, or going to be it. But they got their own platform, so they're not going to work. Like, it's different
they
now. Like,
indie, they making more chicken on their own than they would with these companies, so. It's like, which is good, because I think having a low bar entry allows like niggas that are actually skilled at their profession to get in and get on and do what they want to do. This is across the board. This is just, you know, this is in media, this is in music, whatever. So niggas who are actually talented can get on. But also, the niggas who ain't got the skills, you know what I mean? All the you know, the bizarro Miss B Nasty niggas that's out there. They gonna get on to
Sorrow Miss B Nasty is crazy.
Like they out there too. They gonna get on too. So it's just it's crazy, man. Like we gotta do better. We need to gatekeep some shit, man.
Yeah, the baby alien shit is crazy because
why is that a thing, bro?
I didn't you know what my first initial reaction is? I'm like, at first when I seen like them do it, I'm like, yo, these bitches is losers. Like, you feel me?
Yeah.
But then I really had to think about it. I'm like, yo, no disrespect, but like, they're prostitutes. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're fucking for money.
Whoever's
like,
the biggest, whoever got the biggest check.
Yeah, so they're probably like, whatever they got to do that shit, they saw that money, it was like, oh, I'll do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and like, you forget that sometimes because like, these women are attractive, but like, they're prostitutes, bro. They're gonna do whatever. What Nudie say? Well, money make a bitch do.
Bro. And the thing is, it's like, all right, so when I first seen the baby alien thing, when I seen the first video, him clapping the joint, I'm like, all right, do you, bro. Congrats, bro. You needed that, you know? But when I seen him with the three joints in the truck, I'm like, all right, we've gone too far, bro. Like, we strayed off the path, man.
My thing is, like, who's watching that?
I don't know, bro. I don't know. Like,
I feel like people are watching it for, like, the shock value, but, like, if you're watching it to get off, that's insane.
Insane. I've only seen the trailers on the TL, And then, no offense, when I see my son, little cuz with no neck, with the muscles, I'm like, what are we doing, bro? Like, cuz ain't had cuz look like, I don't even know. He like a chihuahua. You know, you letting them clip, it's just like, come on.
I your friend, like, that nigga, he's a dwarf, right?
He like a muscle.
No, but I'm saying he's a dwarf.
Right.
Baby alien legit look like an alien. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I get it, you know what I mean? But like, because that's the thing now. Like, everybody, like, even from the other side around, like, everybody hitting little people. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know if that's the proper term, but like,
nah, that's actually the most proper of terms.
So yeah, everybody's hitting little people, and like, I guess that's the thing that people get off to. I see Rob 49 in the club holding a little person, and then I think it's Skrilla Baby. That's the name, Skrilla Baby.
Yeah, Skrilla Baby. Yeah,
he was holding the little person upside down out in the club. I was like, yo, this shit's great. But
that might be hip hop history. Remember when Ludacris had him on his chain in the stand up video?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? That might be heritage. Even when Cam, like a few months ago, he had the joint with the little person, he was holding them in the club. It was weird. It's weird, man. But I don't know, man. I just feel like we gotta have some rules and ethics in this shit. I feel like Nas when he went on Power 105 at the Summer Jam, like, Nori, that shit is cool, man, but step your raps up, nigga.
I think, you know what I realized though. As somebody that makes content, we both make content, I've realized, like, if it's something, like, the end started with Worldstar, bro. Worldstar, like,
the beginning and the end, yeah, definitely. Yeah,
because, like, people like to see stupid, dumb shit. And when Instagram had got video, that kind of changed everything, too. That kind of
was it right there, too.
Yeah, because, like, that's when people started making like stupid content, and like all the stupid content was going viral. Like all the old heads that I know, it's funny too, because like I remember being around old heads in the barbershop, and they would like talk about like, yeah, like all the new hip hop is dumb, but they constantly looking at stupid ass videos of like the nigga with the long neck and then the nigga with the no neck. Like that shit is funny to them, you know what I'm saying? So it always gets the views, like, oh, this shit crazy. But like, yeah, like Worldstar was the beginning and the end, but it's just like all that shit, like it gets views, like, and like that shit is dumb because it won't last forever, you know what I'm saying? Like, especially if that's what you're trying to do,
right?
But like, yeah, that was people like to see dumb shit, bro.
And you know, it's funny, like, even the monetization of like the shit now, I feel like attention, if you wanted to make some money back in the day, it had to be good attention. You know what I mean? Now just any attention gets you paid. Like, it don't matter if it's good, bad, quality wise even. It's just like, if you saying something outlandish, something controversial, something silly, niggas gonna watch it, and that watch it equals a dollar for these people. So it's really just crazy to me how that shit is kind of transformed over the years. But niggas gotta do better.
It's kind of crazy because, like, content creation is, like, it's really the new rapper. Like, being a YouTuber is the new rapper. And, like, as an old nigga, like, I think I got to a point where, like, I've been content fatigued, but, like, I've been trying to make, like, more, like, music content in terms of, like, more, like, journalism content because it's, like, it's just, like, shit I like to do and, like, talk about, right?
Right.
And I go on YouTube and I have a guilty pleasure. I ain't gonna lie. I like to watch.
What's your algorithm look like?
I like to watch like the 1 vs. 20, like one guy, 20 girls, and it's like, yes, the line of
shits.
Yeah, I like to watch that shit because I feel like that's so interesting. Because like, I feel like if I was a kid, I probably wanted to do the same shit too because that would look appealing to me as a kid.
Right.
Now when I see it, all these little niggas are doing that shit, bro. Like, every single one. I seen like 80 videos of like the same concept, like even the same like fucking cover art, like to the T. Like, it's like microwave shit, bro. Like, everybody's doing the same shit. And don't get me wrong, like, some of this shit, it's like Love and Hip Hop. Like, it's entertaining, but it's like everybody's doing it and it's like no quality. And then like these niggas are just being mean to each other and like all types of
saying
weird
the craziest
shit, like,
things to each other, bro. Like,
yeah, doing weird. Like, it's just like I don't really I don't say I just feel like I've realized that I'm old.
Yeah.
And I'm just at that point, brother, like this shit is a walk, my nigga. Like, and I get it.
Different time, bro.
Yo, the be your own boss and knowing your worth shit is a detriment to this fucking society, bro. Yeah. It is a detriment.
Like, we need everybody want to be a boss, bro. Everybody want to be the chief. Nobody want to be the Indian.
We need niggas with trades. I'm not going to lie, bro.
Where the plumbers at, bro? Where is the electricians?
Because, like, my thing is, like, if I can't make content tomorrow, like, I'll be able to, like, work and get a job, do some regular shit. Like, you feel right. me? And I always been a component of, like, I'm not doing no regular job. I don't want this business to do. Because I feel like I was on my Jay-Z shit. Like, I'd rather die enormous than live dormant, like, type shit.
Black entrepreneurial shit, you know?
Yeah, you feel me? But, like, I kind of just feel like now, like, everybody has that feeling. And, like, they're not, I don't want to say they're not putting work in, but they're just doing the same shit. Yeah. And, like, I don't know. It's just kind of scary, bro. It's scary.
It is, man. Because, you know, in another video, I see a lot on my YouTube. It's, like, niggas be interviewing like drill rappers sitting in their car and shit. I'm like, like, how many of you niggas gonna make the same kind of content? Like, y'all niggas gotta do better, man. But even like back in the day when niggas told us that, like, yo, man, you might want to go to trade school, nigga, become a plumber and an electrician, and niggas scoffed at that back in the day, like, ugh, like, you know what I mean? But them niggas living good lives.
Drama. Yeah. Yeah. You know, they got security, nigga.
Security. And they getting their chicken. They out the way.
I think this is the part that scares me, right? So we both went to college and we had to learn and get a degree or whatever the case may be. Even if people that didn't go to college or they had some college, right? Mm-hmm. You have to be taught and trained to do these things. And you have to have a certain skill set, right? Or just some type of skill set, right? And, like, even with me in my career, I learned shit, like, being at a job and when people taught me. I met a lot of these TikTok niggas now in person, and, like, they're all one bad on camera.
Yeah.
They don't know how to, like, if they're not making it on their phone, in their crib, in their room, or whatever it is, they can't do it. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't have any skills outside of that. And, like, that type of shit to me is scary because I'm like, then we, it's like rap now, right? Mm-hmm. When we all, like, see the fall off in rap, like, we're in a bad place in rap, music is bad, and it's because a lot of these rappers didn't have the, like, you know how talent, like, you can build them up and you can teach them and they get, like, artist development, we don't ours, have that no
there's
more.
There's none of that no more.
It's just like, oh, you got a viral hit. Now you're on tour doing Rolling Loud. And then it's just like, you know
that's
what I mean?
That's the rollout. That's the art, as far as the art development goes. And I think a lot of that is just, you know, a lot of that's based on the record label and shit like that. Like, I really just think they don't know how to make a star rapper anymore. Like, what's the formula? There's no formula anymore. Like, even niggas who get on, it's like, they don't know why niggas get on.
I think with social media, I'm a fan of social media, but social media fucked up a lot because labels are about money. And I feel like back in the day, for a label, for you to make money, the music had to be good. Mm-hmm. So instead of that, now labels are pouring their money into social media and, like, making sure you get on all the radar freestyle and making sure, like, which is good. That's a good platform, but it's just like,
it's they're the making same sure rollout, you, though, for everybody.
Yeah, you go, remember the nigga with the guitar and the niggas would go, like, perform the song with the nigga guitar and shit,
or
like
the niggas
that.
That do the 1 minute videos or, like,
yeah, like, it's just videos. Like, they're just pouring into social media and they're just like, all right, the bigger my artist is like, people see him in front of them with the followers, that's how we're gonna make money. And they don't realize, like, a year or two go by and nobody cares about that person no more because the music is bad. And, like, they're investing their money into, like they'll pay academics to, like, see this video, like, post this video and shit like that. And academics is making crazy money doing that. And the crazy thing to me is, like, yeah, you need exposure, but I'm like, yo, the music is bad. Like, the Glow Riddler shit is the craziest shit when she did shit with Fabio. I could not believe they released that. Like, nobody said, like, yo, this is like, and out of all the places, why would she go make a record with Fabio? Like, and that type of record didn't make sense. Like, I didn't know, like, you have a whole team behind you. Mm-hmm. So, like, the niggas in place over there, they're not even doing their job, bro.
None of these guys are being really A&R, bro. Like, none of them, there's no direction. Like, back in the day, you had one nigga with a vision that's like, all right, I'm gonna help guide you to where you need to be. Now it's just like, just go do what you do. You know what I mean? Hopefully some shit pop and we can market that. But like, there's no like single vision. It's all microwave shit, bro.
I think like, this is my theory.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I think, like, if you're an artist and you make something and it's purely what you want to do and you feel like that's, you fight for it, then, like, yeah, let's roll with it. And if it flops, it flops. But if you like it and it pops, right? Because for me, that Ice Spice record with the SpongeBob beat, if I was her manager, that would have never came out. But if she was just like, yo, that's the record we need. I love this record. I'm like, all right, fuck it. Like, you know what I mean?
That's probably what it was, though. Like, you know what I mean?
But that's what happened with Sexy Red, bro. My booty hole brown and shit like that. Uh-huh. Her whole team was like, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah. And Sexy was like, nah, this is it. This is what my fans want to hear. And eventually they're like, fuck it. And that was why she blew up. So it's just like, sometimes I don't understand everything, but like, if an artist is fighting me. Now, if I'm telling you to do some shit that you think is whack, right, and like everybody else knows is whack, but you're doing it because like, oh, you're with this big artist and he got this big name.
It's like that Tyler song that's coming out tonight. Like, she dropping the Water Rings to Travis Scott. Like, what in what way does that work? You know?
That's the industry bullshit, bro. Yeah. And like, I hate to be on that like, the man.
But you're right though.
Yeah, bro. I think that's what fucked up Megan Thee Stallion's career.
I think so. It's
because the labels were trying to make her do these fucking hits and all this shit. And like, yeah, the WAP song, like that turned out good, right? Great. But like, what's the other song? The bongo shit.
Trash.
That shit was trash. And you know, the label's like, yeah, let's go get another one. And that was the one that you was like, yeah, this is it? Huh?
Yeah.
I don't get it, bro. I don't get it.
And plus also, like, with those things, I feel like authenticity still means something in what you're doing. I think that's why Sexy Red worked, because niggas, like, it feels authentic, you know what I mean? Even down to her flow, she's really just using like a early 2000s Gucci flow. Like, That's it. It's just Gucci's flow, just updated with newer words, and the beats are good. But like, you see why it's cutting through more than other artists, because the authenticity is there. You know what I mean? I think that still matters in music, especially hip hop.
Yeah, I feel like, I personally feel like the pandemic ruined music. Yeah. I think we were at a good place. I just think when we was inside, we didn't have no real inspiration. And look, since we came back outside, everything has kind of been weird and people haven't really found like their footing. So I feel like now, like everybody, like for one, we're in a recession. So all these labels and these big industries, they cleared house, bro. Like, they got everybody out. It's crazy because when we came out of the pandemic, they hired a bunch of people and then they fired a bunch of people because they knew that that shit was coming. And I feel like when you don't have the people, right people in place, you don't have enough staff, you don't have enough people to build around, it trickles down and it hurts everybody. You know what I mean? And like, that's why like niggas that give Drake so much shit, I get it. But at the same time, like he's the only one like really putting out quality music on a consistent basis, back to back to back. Like even like I love Kendrick and J. Cole, but like they're not as consistent. Like they'll make content and go away. And like they're 30, like they don't really have to. But like for us, like we're not getting any quality music except for like maybe like Griselda, but not everybody likes Griselda. Like, you know what I mean?
That's
you're not
the acquired taste kind of thing. Yeah.
Exactly. So it's just like, we don't have music where we can sit there and debate or like you heard this or you know, and like nothing's sticking, bro. Like nothing. Like we don't have
what's the song of the year? Like, you know what I mean? Rap wise.
I don't know.
Hellcats SRCs, nigga. Like what's the rap song of the year? And you know what's crazy? Any other previous year, we would have been like, all right, this is obviously the song of the year. It's just we don't have one this year. In my opinion, like as far as rap wise. But also, what's the last rap star? Like, who's the last like star rapper? Like Travis? Even then, like
no, I think we had rap star. Cause Travis, like star, like cause Uzi was 2016.
And then Travis, I think Travis became a star with Astroworld. I think that's the one that kind of cemented him as like a star rapper. But like after that, like who's even bubbling from that time period?
Oh no, because I'm looking at the 2018 cover of XXL and Trippy Red gone, Block Boy JB gone, Little Pump gone, Ski Mask the Slump God gone. Smoke Perp gone. JID gone.
All right. He's doing all right.
I mean,
going
he's doing all right, but like, is he like,
he's not making
like,
you know, this.
Stefan Don gone. Neymar, like, why being Neymar? Like, are you kidding
me?
Like, it gets worse, bro. I was having this conversation. I'm like, yo, bro, the classes that, like, say, if you look at 2020, a lot of these motherfuckers are gone. Like, if you look at the class from like 2009 or 2010, some of these motherfuckers are still around. But
yeah,
like
Currency, your Wale, you know what I mean? These are like people that was on that cover.
You got so this is 2019 XXL. You got Gunner. Gunner was a good pick.
Yeah.
Rico Nasty. Be the last Rico Gunner Nasty, yeah. Debatable.
Just more like in our own lane kind of thing.
Yeah. Then you got, what's this nigga's name? The E-Earth nigga?
E-Earth? Oh, Roddy.
Roddy Rich. He's kind of gone.
Gone.
Fuck it. I don't know. Blueface, you know, needs. Come on.
Banker.
Little Mosey, he had some weird shit going on. Then you got Megan Thee Stallion, obviously. So she was kind of big.
She might be the last star.
You had DaBaby. Well, you know how that went.
Yeah.
And then we had what's this girl's name? Tierra Whack. And then she never like
niggas gassed Tierra Whack, bro.
I think she was nice, but I really don't. I think like she could pop. I think she's like a Rhapsody, like in a sense, like she's gonna make dope music, but nobody's ever gonna like. I think I made let me stop talking about it. This is the last thing I'm gonna say. I made a video about how it's hard for women rappers now because all the women rapping that women rapping now are sexy.
It's all the same aesthetic too. Like they all sound the same. They all wear the same jewelry. It's crazy.
Yeah. So like, if your music isn't like phenomenal, then it's gonna be hard for you to like stick. And like, yeah. I'm not saying she makes average music, but like, for instance, like Doja Cat makes good music, but she also looked good at a certain point in time. You know what I mean? Like that helped a lot. You know, and I think that's hard for women now. Like, if you're not somewhat sick, like, I feel like that was the problem with Gorilla, right? I feel like she did look good, but she wasn't trying to be sexy. She was just like this ratchet, you know, woman.
I think she spoke to a certain crowd, like a certain type of person. Yeah.
And then the label were trying to make her sexy and trying to get those sexy records because all the women are sexy, and then fucked her.
Yeah. Because she just kept making hard shit, bro, like, just.
Yeah, man. She would have been all right. But
I'm looking at the 2020 cover. This might be the funniest cover. We got Jack Harlow. He's doing his thing. Baby Keem, I guess. Lil TJ, gone. Chica, gone. RIP Lil Key. You know, Chopper doing his thing. I guess. Cowboy. Remember Cowboy? Dirt Cousin.
That's a crazy bro.
Oh man, what's that song he got? He got a song with TJ. I forget. You know, he got a song with Polo G, who's the next person on this cover. Mm-hmm. 24K Golden. Who the fuck is that? Fabio was 35 years old on this freshman cover. He got Lotto. Lotto's still around. She might be a star. I think Lotto's out of here. And Rod Wave, which is like. It's weird. The Rodway ring thing is weird because I never heard a nigga song on a album on a radio. I ain't seen a video from this nigga. But this nigga song.
Rodway?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's one of those YouTube niggas.
Like Youngboy?
Yeah. Yeah.
You never heard a Youngboy song on the radio.
exactly. He's a PS5 nigga. My thing is like I don't listen to Rod Wave, but I think he makes really good music in terms of like he's an artist. Like,
yeah, NBA Young.
Yeah. Like those are real artists, but they're not getting the radio push because like they don't need it.
Yeah.
So like a lot of times now when you see somebody with a radio push, like unless they got like a super big hit,
yeah,
then like it's the label paying for it. Right. Yeah. Rod Wave can drop an album, get up. A million of fucking listeners, not a million, but you know what I'm saying, like 100K the first week, and then go on tour and then sell that bitch out because people love his music because he makes pain music that connects with people. Like, the thing is, if you can make music that connect to people, and like, I don't fuck with Kevin Gates, but like, Kevin Gates made a lot of music where like people kind of felt his shit, like, you feel me? Because he made music that actually like, meant shit, and he talked about like a lot of these rappers now they don't, and like that was my issue with Yachty because he was saying that music in a bad place, but I'm like, yo, you're
not contributing to that, brother.
Yeah, but I'm saying he was one of those people that made bad music.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So like I get it now, you realize like, oh, I have to make better music so people can take me serious, but like you were one of those people that came out and were disrespecting the legends and like what was going
just
on
being terrible. Hip-hop.
Yeah,
Joe
and
Budden
I get,
was
like,
right. Remember when that nigga was on the Everyday Struggle?
Yeah,
but it was right.
Nah, yeah, bro.
That shit is crazy, man. You know, hopefully shit picks up. 2024. I don't even know who's dropping 2024, bro. Like Cole probably. You know, we're not getting a Kendrick. Probably not getting another Drake album.
Might get the Drake album, to be honest with you.
That nigga owe somebody, bro. It's some chicken. He gotta be hurting or something, bro.
Nah, I just think that nigga's a sick nigga. I think
that nigga bored.
I don't think he's bored. I think that the reason why he's dropping at midnight is because when you get such high praise and you can do no wrong, when people actually, you know, say like, oh, you're trash, you're not good at something, it gives you some type of motivation, right? It instills in you, right? Because, like, what, like, I think that's why he's so obsessed with Rihanna, because he's gotten every woman he wants, and he's the ladies' man, and all the women love him. But that was the one woman was like, nigga, nah. Like,
you know, I'm cool.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Now she's flourishing. She's having two kids, married, or whatever.
Another rapper.
Yeah, you're more popular. You know what I mean? A rapper that you put on tour.
But yeah, you kind of put a
voice. And one of your breakout videos, or one of your breakout songs, or your early career. So it's actually interesting to see that dynamic.
It's going to be funny when they do like a documentary on the Club Paradise tour, because you think about, you got the Rihanna Rocky thing, then you also got the Kendrick thing on the same tour. And you know how the biggest is beefing this shit. So
it's crazy. Yeah, bro. And I be thinking in my head, like, that was a great time in hip hop.
That was
a great time in hip hop.
Like, one of my first concerts I went to was Kendrick Lamar, Sneaker Pimps. This is just right when he dropped Section 80, and then he brung out ASAP Rocky. It was ASAP Rocky first like thing. And I'm standing next to Mos Def watching these niggas on stage perform. One of the best moments of my life, bro.
The hot chocolate and fish fillet nigga himself.
Hell yeah, nigga had a trench coat. Dressed like them niggas that ran out on Jada outside the radio station.
Oh shit.
Shit crazy, man. So all right. So shout out to hip hop. But what you wanna talk? We wanna talk about this Keke Palmer shit? You wanna talk about the Will Smith shit, man?
I don't want to talk about the Will Smith shit because I don't want to give that no light. I think that's some fuck shit regardless. Because yeah. Here's my thing, right?
Right.
Let's say hypothetically that shit is true. Why do we need to know that?
Yeah, like what does it matter in the grand scope of things, you know?
Because it would have been different if like the nigga was like, yo, if he tried to bring you in a room and like, you know what I'm saying, do something to you. But like, if they was on that type of shit, that's their business. Yeah. You know what I mean? But I don't believe that's true. And that woman, that was Tasha K. So it's just like, you can't really believe anything that Tasha K says.
Always got to take it with a grain of salt. Like, yeah.
Like she owes Cardi B some money.
A lot of you money. Know what I'm saying? Was she just in Africa, like Nas and Belly? Like, what is she doing
back over here? Yeah, you know? She needs some money. She running out. Because I'm just like, yo, bro, like anything that, because I want to get into more like hip hop journalism just in general. Mm-hmm. And when I report something, I don't want to report something that isn't true, or I'm going to say allegedly if I don't know that's true. And I think a lot of times now it's just like, I think it's different with sports because like you're talking from a fan's perspective, right? Or like if you're just giving your opinion, but like I'm never going to say like Wimby's a bad person or Wimby's this and da da. Like, I don't know that nigga. Like, you feel me? I might say Giannis is a fake nice guy, but
I think he is too.
But, you know, besides that, I'm pretty sure he's a great guy, like, with his family and all that shit. Like, but, like, I just don't like how, like, people are haters in terms of, like, they can't believe that this amount of person has success, so they start making up these Illuminati weird backdoor shit. Like, you know what I mean? It's just weird to me.
It's very strange, bro. And I, you know, once again, I think it goes back to the overall thing that we was talking about. Niggas just doing anything for attention. You know what I'm saying? Clout sells, you know, shit like that. But we gotta talk about this Keke Palmer shit. Did you hear the audio from her mama?
I did. I wasn't
crazy.
I wasn't fucking with that. I ain't gonna lie.
She went too far with it.
Cause like she said that she was gonna get the nigga blitzed and like by other men. Yeah. And I was just like, yeah, I was like, I'm not fucking with that type of shit. Like the nigga might I feel like the whole Keke Palmer shit with him and that nigga, like, I'm cool on that. Like, I don't give a fuck what's going on in their relationship, bro. Yeah. Like, I don't want any parts in that. I don't care about like their life. I don't care about Keke Palmer. I don't care about that nigga. I think Keke Palmer be doing weird shit before she even got with that nigga. Like, I'm just cool and all. I don't give a fuck. That's his child and that's his business and that's their family business, nigga. Like, if the bitch, she did the shit with Usher, then Usher caught a stray And then like, yeah, she's like, saying,
it's been a rough week for Usher.
I'm just like, yo, is like, what we doing here, bro? Like, what? Yeah. Like,
I think she was wilding. And then, you know, she got her little hashtag racial talking about the nigga mama and shit. It's like, come on, man. Come on, man.
I wasn't fucking with that, bro. I know niggas want to champion Kiki Palmer and shit, but I wasn't.
Niggas love Kiki, man. But you know, once again, if this nigga's abusive, you know, obviously it's gonna be brought to the light. We seen the videos and shit, niggas wilding, but you know, why do we have to know this? You know, that's a lot of shit.
I can't lie. This is what I want to talk about, bro. Mm-hmm. Did you see when Coach K said that Jeezy was bigger than Jay-Z?
When?
He's saying at the time, at like the height of Jeezy's career, he was bigger than Jay-Z. And I realized that niggas in the South, they hate Jay-Z.
They do.
And
they do.
And it's crazy too, because I was thinking about the Big Pimpin' video or like the song. And I remember Bun B was talking about like Pimp C didn't want to do the record.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, and then Bun B was like, he's hotter than fish grease. And then like Pimp C was like, nigga, so like they really ain't fuck with Jay-Z. Right. And like, I really had to think to myself, I'm like, that kind of made sense because he made like up north boom bap music. Like,
right.
In terms of like what we like listen to. Like, you feel me? I like, sonically, that wasn't appealing to them. You know what I mean? So I get that from that perspective. But like saying that Jeezy's bigger than Jay-Z, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's insane. Like, don't get me wrong. Jeezy's movement was crazy because he had up north niggas wearing snowman tees, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the whole world's wearing snowman tees at one point. But like, in no way was he bigger than Jay-Z. I think what hurt Jay-Z a lot is he didn't really collab with a lot of southern niggas either. Like, a lot of niggas, they had songs with, like, Outkast or, like, you know, they tapped in with, like, the Memphis niggas, 3-6 and all them niggas and all that. But Jay-Z, you think about his first early albums, it was very, like, East Coast, you know?
Yeah, but I also think that, like, out of town niggas
fuck with Jay-Z.
Yeah, but like, I, because they not country, you feel me? So like, it's like, I feel like that country vibe is like different, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. I feel like with Jay-Z, it's more so, like, if you're in a like city and you're getting like, it's like, I don't say getting money, but like, you know, if you're not in a like country area, you're gonna rock with Hov because you understand what he's talking about.
Yeah.
But like, if that's not your like, I don't even know how to explain it. Down South niggas just hate Jay-Z. Down South niggas hate New York niggas. And like, whatever thing we can get, they're going to be like, fuck these New York niggas. They hate us with a fucking
passion. They hate New York niggas, but also.
And I get it because we shitted on a lot of Down South niggas. But I can't lie. When niggas wearing baggy clothes and doing dance records, I liked it. But it was funny. It was funny to look at. Yeah, niggas looked very funny.
And the thing is, they stayed in that too beyond that era. Like, you know what I mean? It was like 2012 when niggas is 2011 niggas is just poloed out. The niggas are still on they Soulja Boy era shit.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. They fits. Listen, man, I'm not gonna get that.
But you know, the southern shit is different because like it's a lot of celebrities, rappers wise, that are just, you know, niggas is just big in the South. You know, like Boosie. You can't explain, like, in the South, you can't go nowhere. Boosie is God. Once you get past the Mason Dixon, that's Boosie territory.
Bro, I thought Boosie was like, I didn't really listen to Boosie like that, right? And I thought Boosie was like the best rapper ever down there because they kept saying, free Boosie, Boosie, oh, Boosie this.
Movement,
like,
it was a movement, bro.
Yeah, he had some good songs. But then when I started really listening to that nigga, I'm like, damn, this nigga kind of suck. Like, you feel me? Like,
I fuck with Boosie, bro. I like Boosie music, bro. I like all Boosie. Like, his mixtape shit, this nigga Boosie's gone crazy. Well, he kind of was like a child prodigy, though. He was mad young doing those songs.
Listen, I like Down South music a lot, and I'm, like, open to that shit. But, like, that was just one artist where I couldn't just, like, I just didn't get it.
What's some of the Down South rappers you like?
Ludacris, Jeezy,
T.I.
Yeah, I like Tip. I like Tip a lot. Obviously, Wayne. Gucci. Gucci. I was big on Gucci.
Yeah, I'm big Gucci. You know.
Obviously, I like all that Houston Paul Wall shit.
Yeah.
Mike Jones. I'm trying to think of like the deep cut niggas that niggas was really talking about. Yeah. I like Travis Porter. I like Waka. Yeah, I love Waka coming up. I love shit. OJ the Juice Man. I was fucking with that.
I fuck with Juice.
Yeah, I feel like I fucked a lot of down south niggas. Like everything that I heard down there, like I liked, even when they weren't like, I don't know, like that 25 lighters and a dresser, yes sir, yeah. I got to get paid. That's like my shit. Like I like shit like that. But then like I have family from the South, so I was always like, I fuck with the South because of that. You feel me?
Yeah.
So yeah, like Master P, like No Limit, all that shit. Like cash money like,
yeah.
Like that was all I fuck with all that shit. You feel me? So but I can get why they don't. Cause like when them niggas came, like when them niggas used to come to New York and do it, be like, "What the fuck, y'all niggas wearing? What y'all got going on? Y'all niggas are crazy." You know what I mean? So for them, they was probably like offended by that. You know,
they probably felt slighted. You know?
Yeah, New Yorkers are mad fucking arrogant. You know what I mean? So it's just like I get the backlash.
Yeah, but it's certain niggas like I was saying, there's like certain niggas that were just big in the South, like. Like Boozy, Gotti. Yo, Gotti is God down there, bro. Like, them niggas grew up on Gotti. Kevin Gates. Plies is king down there. Like, that era, Plies was probably one of the hottest rappers ever down there. Like, just me talking to Southern niggas. Like,
I wasn't a big fan of Plies.
I feel like, even when I was young, I was like, this is a little too raunchy for me, this music.
Bullshit. Baby,
oh, man, it's pretty. I'm like, all right, bro.
Speeding in the fast lane,
just to get that at the end. I was like, all right, bro. I'm
cool. Yeah, that was ridiculous.
I like Hypnotize. I like that Shorty is cool. I fuck with T-Pain too.
Yeah, I fuck with T-Pain hard. I used to fuck with Pretty Ricky.
It's streaming. Yeah, Pretty Ricky, of course. That's when niggas was dry humping furniture and shit. Them niggas was wild.
I'm not gonna front. I feel like I feel like T-Pain brought black people and white people together.
Because he's one of them artists that like everybody kind of fuck with, every group, you know?
Everybody, bro. Like the everybody white people love it, black people like you can play that shit and you're like, yo, this shit slap, bro.
Yeah, like, he's like T-Pain, he's like Charlie Wilson for our generation, nigga. Like,
I fuck with that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's gonna be able to perform those songs to the end of time. He's gonna be an old man singing Shorty and buy you a drink and all that. You know? On the Tom Joyner cruise or whatever it's gonna be by then. Steve Harvey cruise. I don't know.
This Steve Harvey cruise is crazy.
I think about going to the Tom Joyner joint next year. I ain't gonna lie.
Get the fuck out of here.
I swear to God, bro. It's gonna be some old ladies on there. I'm going. I'm going, G. I'm like, yo, man. What about all this podcast? Shout out to my son JR Bang, man. That nigga said he wanted the Tom Joyner cruise and Johnson's on there wilding.
He was
on there giving it up crazy.
Yeah, I'm cool on that. You can keep that up.
I'm with my son. I'm trying to see what that be like. Yeah, but I think that wraps it up. I think we summed up all the news and shit going on, you know?
Yeah, man.
I think we talked about all the problematic shit. Diddy, you're a criminal.
Brother prison,
man.
I feel like that shit is really going to change hip-hop, though. Like, you got to think about it. Like, he created so much history, and we have to now exemplify that nigga from like, or we're not gonna mention him, you know what I mean? So like, I don't know, man, because like now shit starts to look weird.
It's a slippery slope, because like, what niggas gonna mention him and not mention the R, nigga?
Nah, you can't mention the R.
You can't mention the R, but you can't mention Diddy though.
Oh yeah, nah, Diddy. He's out of here. But I'm saying like even like with the Big shit, like yeah. Big said a lot of wild shit. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying he did. He just said a lot of wild shit. So like him saying today, wild.
Nigga, you see today with girls on the time, like this nigga was really ugly. Like yeah, nigga, that was his whole
game. Yeah, being ugly. Black is ugly as ever.
He said it at the bars.
Yeah.
And the thing with Diddy too, that nigga is so like intertwined with so many different artists. Like, what niggas gonna start listening to Mary, nigga? All the early Mary shit.
But the crazy with Diddy though, like he just never had a good track record, bro. It was always some shit, bro. It was always some shit. Whether it was financial, and then nigga doing weird shit like
the Shine shit.
Bro, the Shine shit was crazy, bro.
Left him in the wind.
Yeah, he made Shine. Yeah, you know it's crazy. Like, yeah, Sean Leto for that nigga, did jail time for that nigga, bro. Got deported for that nigga, bro.
You think somebody said three of his artists had to turn to different religions after dealing with this nigga? Mace went Christian, Sean went Jewish, and Loon full blown Muslim.
Bro, G Dub snitched on himself.
Yeah, Black Rob gone. Shit is rough,
bro. Bro, that shit is nasty, bro.
Surviving Diddy, it's crazy.
He's going down, nigga.
Yeah, it might be over for Brother Love, man. But yo, let the people know where they can find you, brother.
At Justin Bobby X13 on all platforms, you dig?
Yeah. It's the Heart of Pain with J Bobby. Go watch that. Yeah, man. You know me, 1017 Van from NY. Trying to get my old account back. We're fighting charges right now, but
you know. Bro, I'm trying to get my Twitter back. And I can't get it back.
They're letting a lot of niggas back, though. I'm seeing a lot of niggas with their accounts, so maybe it's hope for us.
Bro, like, they think, I don't know if they think I'm a bot or, like, I don't know, bro. I can't
get you like a terrorist on the timeline, bro.
Yeah, bro. Like, I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Just unlock my shit, man. Shit is crazy. But we'll holler at you guys. We'll see you guys on the next one.
Yeah, gang, gang.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.